We're joined now by Mike Feerberg, who works for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for the U.S. Department of Health. He joins us to discuss what seniors can expect from Medicare this year, but we start by asking him how competitive the insurance marketplace will be now that the U.S. Supreme Court has approved most of the Affordable Care Act.
Well, that's a little hard to say, but we are very optimistic we're going to have a very competitive marketplace. Let's take you back to the days of 2005, almost ancient history now. But back in those days, Medicare was starting a Part D benefit,
right,
the prescription drug benefit. And it was going to be provided by private insurance companies, and you would be able to select the Plan D, the Part D plan you wanted from a website or from printed materials or from a face-to-face meeting with a counselor. And all of the options are going to be laid out for you side by side so that you can pick the one you want that meets your budget and meets your needs. Back in 2005, there was a great deal of trepidation about whether or not this was going to work. Are the insurance companies even going to take part? Are there going to be enough choices? Will there be a lot of competition? The answer has certainly been shown to be, yes, there are plenty of choices. Some people think there are too many choices. And the competition for people's Part D drug business has been such that the program has actually cost far less than even the Congressional Budget Office predicted when it was passed into law. And new today, we have information about the Part D premiums on a national scale for 2013, just released as of this afternoon. They're not going up on average. They're going to stay level as they were in 2012, as they were in 2011. This is great news for people living on fixed incomes, which is the majority of Medicare beneficiaries. The fact is that having these insurance companies provide their information in a transparent way, where people can pick and choose and compare plans side by side, has proven to be very effective.
Are states getting insurance companies interested in this?
In
being part of the program, in being part of the exchange, one of the concerns is we wouldn't have enough competition here.
That's a good question, but the answer is we don't know yet because we haven't come up with the final rules for the exchange, whether that marketplace is run by the Department of Health and Human Services, whether the marketplace is run by an individual state, or whether it's a hybrid of both. States have the option of running a so-called hybrid plan where the basic rules are set by the Department of Health and Human Services, but the state, for example, might run all of the customer service functions.
Right.
They can do that. We don't have the final rules for any of these options yet, so it's a little difficult to say how interested a given company is likely to be. That said, I think it's likely they will be very interested because we're bringing in millions of new customers into the system, and they get the chance to compete for the business of millions of new customers they've never had before. It seems like a good business plan for any insurance company to take part in this if they possibly can.
Michael, one of the things you've been doing is also answering a lot of questions on Medicare, how all of this ties into that. And you were just talking about Part D, and I'm kind of curious, what can folks that are involved in that program expect?
People in Part D can expect a couple of things next year. First of all, we know that the premiums are not going up on average. That doesn't mean that an individual policy won't go up or down. They probably will. But on average, the premium is going to be pretty much the same as it's been the last 2 years. So people can kind of count on paying next year what they paid this year. And if their particular policy is going up, they can be confident they can find information about the couple of dozen other possible plans that are available to them here in Wyoming, some of which may be able to provide the same kind of coverage at a lower cost than they're paying now. That's what open enrollment is all about. It's comparing all of the available options for the following year and then picking the one that makes the most sense for you. a lot of people stay where they are because of inertia, saying, you know, the XYZ plan was really good this year and it covered all my drugs. But that doesn't mean they're going to cover all your drugs next year, or that the copays that you pay at the pharmacy counter won't go up sharply next year. It's just not possible to say yet. We don't have details on the available plans for 2013 yet. We will have those available publicly not later than October 1st, before the enrollment period begins.
I remember when this started, and I'm going to ask this question in the context of we'll have a lot of people, as we do every year, that are going to get into this program for the first time. But in the past, this it was portrayed as being very confusing. People would get into the wrong plans, something they didn't need. Have we fixed that here?
We've certainly fixed the initial confusion. I think most people do understand how Part D works, and they do understand that they have plenty of choices to make. Some people don't take the trouble to compare their choices and therefore by default wind up in a plan that may not be the most suitable for them. That's something we have to try to correct every year. That's an ongoing education issue. And we encourage people to get in touch with us at 1-800-MEDICARE or the Wyoming SHIP folks. It's a group of people across the state who help beneficiaries make their proper choices, and can be reached anywhere in the state, toll-free, at 1-800-856-4398. They're great people. We work with them all the time. They were all just in Denver last month to get their training for the coming year. So we know that they know what they're talking about and can give positive, unbiased, accurate information to people because they're not trying to sell anything. So that's one thing to do. The other changes that people probably want to know about in Part D are, have to do with how much is it going to cost me to get my medicines. And that's where the biggest change for people who spend a fairly large amount of money on medicine every year have noticed already in the Affordable Care Act. That donut hole, which was created by Congress when the Part D plan first started, was really very unfortunate for a lot of people. Suddenly, the drugs that they were taking that cost them $25 at the pharmacy counter early in the year can suddenly jump to $100 or more. Now, yes, the price still goes up when you're in the donut hole, still, but it only goes up to $50. In other words, that $100 drug, you now get a 50% discount on the brand name drugs and when you reach the donut hole level. That will increase to 52.5% next year. When you get a generic drug in the donut hole, you currently get a 14% discount, and that will rise to 21% next year. And the percentage discounts will keep rising until the year 2020, when they both reach 75%. And then you're paying 25%, which is the average of what you pay now before you reach the donut hole. That's what we mean by saying closing the donut hole.
Michael, hopefully we can have you back, and thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.